Let's turn now to another city where migrants are ending up, Paris. Arun Venugopal of public radio station WNYC was recently there.
If you were a tourist in Paris this summer and you happened to step into the neighborhood of La Chapelle, you might have been struck by what appeared to be an outdoor slum. About 130 migrants, all men, slept on the sidewalks near big heaps of clothes. They washed their hands and utensils with water gushing out of a hole in the curb. Hamed Adam Ali is 25 years old. He said he started his journey here on foot, crossing the Sahara Desert from Sudan to Libya. It was an extremely dangerous trip.
You know, they shoot him by the gun in front of us.
Three of Adam Ali's companions died along the way or were killed. He was finally smuggled by boat into Italy, then snuck onto trains from Rome to Milan to Nice, and finally here. He knew where to go. Even in Libya, La Chapelle is known as the destination for refugees who get to Paris. It's a diverse neighborhood with plenty of immigrants as well as some upscale bistros. For some migrants, Paris is meant to be a stopover before heading to the UK or Germany. Adam Ali thought if he could just get his papers, maybe he could one day make it to the U.S.
I like accent American.
You like the American accent?
Yeah, American
like mine.
Accent. Yeah, like you.
But this is not America. It's Paris, and the city estimates more than 2,000 people like Adam Ali now live here. That's Paris Deputy Mayor Dominique Versini. She says 1,200 migrants have been placed in emergency housing, but as many as 1,000 remain on the street. She says the city is committed to ensuring the rights of migrants, whether they seek asylum or move on. But local activists say the city's response has been erratic and overly aggressive, and they accuse the police of racially profiling pedestrians in order to identify migrants, something Versini insists has not been happening. Still, the sight of people left to fend for themselves grates on activist Valerie Ossouf.
If these were white people, they would be in a hotel. They'd be treated decently because they would be considered as equal human beings. These people are just considered, for the best, they are children, for the worst, they are animals.
Is there anything you like about Paris?
No, I didn't like nothing here in Paris.
Adam Ali says he doesn't feel especially welcome in Europe. And like many here, he was torn about whether he'd made the right decision by leaving his family behind.
Hello.
It's his mom calling from a village outside Khartoum. He steps away for a minute. When he returns, he looks depressed. His mother just told him she has no idea where his father is. It's possible he's dead, somewhere in Darfur. She doesn't know that Adam Ali, her oldest son, is now homeless in Paris. He's been lying to her, saying he settled down and happy.
If I told her the truth, the fact, I know my mom's. She's died. Really, she's died.
Later, after I leave Paris, I hear that homeless men like Adam Ali have been placed in emergency housing in an empty school. But Valerie Ossouf says that arrangement appears likely to end soon and that the migrants will have to find another place to stay. The competition for resources and space in Paris is only going to get more intense as new arrivals show up every day.
So what we can do, just we ask the God to change the situation.
On that summer day in Paris, Ahmed Adam Ali told me about his dream to attend an American college. For someone in his situation, it sounds idealistic, but it keeps him going. For The World, I'm Arun Venugopal, Paris.